Chapter 6, Vibrational Alignment Feels Like Relief. When we speak of vibrational alignment, we're referring to aligning the vibrations within your being only. It has nothing to do with anything that anyone else is doing. This sometimes raises a question in those who hear us say that, because it seems to many people that the only problems they have are due to their interaction with other people. So doesn't something need to be done about those individuals? It's true, you're interacting with others, and often that interaction is the source of your discomfort or problem, but asking them to be different is not the answer. Most of them are not willing to change for you anyway, and even when they are willing, they cannot consistently be what you need them to be in order for you to feel good. The answer to your feeling good is only in the alignment of the energy within you. And as we've said before, it's about you allowing yourself to keep up with what the larger part of you has become. For example, let's say that you're having a perfectly nice day. You've rested well, you've eaten well, and you're happily involved in a project that's pleasing to you, and then someone you care about comes to you with a problem. Not only is there a problem, but the person also thinks that you should take some sort of action to solve the problem. This could be your mate, one of your children, an employee, a client, a friend, or perhaps even someone you do not know. In this example, let's say that one of your employees, whom you love and care about, is having an interpersonal relationship problem with other employees whom you also care deeply about. As you listen to this person presenting his or her perspective on the situation, you begin to feel your happiness diminishing, your vitality diminishing, your clarity diminishing, and now you feel sad, tired, and confused. You listen politely, and your mind races to find solutions. You find yourself relating to what this person is telling you as you hear his or her description of that situation. And you begin to feel overwhelmed as you realize that you really do not have enough knowledge or time to gather enough information to make a rational decision about how to solve this problem. You want to gather the information, perhaps talk with others involved in order to get a clear view of the situation. But as you take the action of more discussion and begin to make suggestions for changes in policies or activities, you feel worse still. The more you listen and discuss, and the more people you talk with about the situation, the more powerless you feel as you realize that you cannot begin to unravel this situation and get to the bottom of it. And while you have the power to make sweeping decisions, in fact, if they were employees, you could fire them all and begin with a fresh and willing new group, you can feel the futility of that action as well. While you are usually not aware of it at the time, a wonderful opportunity for expansion is occurring, because in the midst of this uncomfortable turmoil, you're giving birth to expanded rockets of desire. With every part of this situation in which you know what you do not want, a counter-rocket of desire is launched, and the broader, non-physical part of you has become a vibrational match to that expanded desire. And the discomfort that you're feeling right now, which seems like a response to what your employee is complaining about, is actually the discord between your current thought of what's gone wrong and the expanded desire that your inner being is newly embracing. The vibrations within you are now out of alignment. And when you are out of vibrational alignment, there is no action that will solve the problem. You will not find effective action or words or even thoughts or ideas from your place of misalignment. In fact, any of that which is attempted from your place of misalignment will only serve to make matters worse. If we were standing in your physical shoes, our every effort would be pointed toward one result. We would be looking for a way, any way, to feel better. We would do our best from where we stand to find a way of finding some sort of emotional relief about this unsettled subject, because when some relief is discovered, you're on the way to an alignment of energy.